Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Well, Steve Kerr will have some things to say. He probably won't have a lot of great things to say in the Bay Area. That's after our postgame show, which includes me for one segment. R.C. Davis has two, and then we hand it off to our flagship station. The Warriors suffer their sixth consecutive road loss, the longest such streak since a seven-game road losing streak back in 23-24 that ended in a game in Los Angeles against the Clippers, or that was the last game of the seven-game losing streak, I should say. Tonight losing by 24, and they trail by as many as 36. When you play a team that is as good, as deep, and to me, the most impressive thing about the Thunder right now is they are playing with that championship confidence, the championship belief that you have after winning a title, that no matter who you have on the floor, you're going to make it happen. You know, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander didn't have Jalen Williams from Santa Clara. He hasn't had him. So they make adjustments. They move people around. They found something with A.J. Mitchell. And again, this happens with championship teams. We saw it happen with the Warriors. You know, there'd be games where Kevin Durant didn't play, the Warriors would still win. Steph didn't play, or any combination of a couple wouldn't play. They still found a way to win a whole bunch of games. And that's what happens when you have that championship belief. You know, going through the fire of a postseason where you win the title, especially winning a title in Game 7, that gives you an inner confidence that just cannot be duplicated in any other way, shape, or form. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 28 points, 11 assists, 5 rebounds. Our player of the game was Chet Holmgren, 23 points, 11 boards, 9 for 9 from the field for the Thunder, 17 for A.J. Mitchell. He was 6 of 13. The Thunder shot 44% from 3, but they were shooting 50% from 3 at one point, and until the fourth quarter became garbage time, and that's when the numbers started to even out a little bit. Warriors shot 37% from 3, but they weren't shooting that good from 3 earlier in the night, and they had 21 turnovers. Anytime the Warriors get over 20 turnovers, they're going to be very hard-pressed to win the game. And they just did not look good tonight. 5 players in double figures. Nobody really stood out for the Warriors tonight. You know, you had 8 turnovers between Jonathan Kuminga and Draymond Green. Steph Curry was off his game, didn't hit shots he normally hits. He was 4 of 13 from the floor. You know, and again, they're in a midseason slump, if you will. And, you know, in order to get that changed, you have to work your way out of that. And this road trip, it might be a great time to do that because it's going to be really tough to win one of the next two games against San Antonio. It's going to be really tough to split the back-to-back between two good Eastern teams, Orlando and Miami, which will be their fifth back-to-back in their first 17 games. So the schedule hasn't helped any, but they've got to find a way to work their way out of this and get back to where they were at the beginning of the season.